And I'm pleased to welcome my next guest. It's Debbie Phillips-White from Homestart Wessex. Good afternoon, Debbie.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming in. Now then, tell us a little bit about what Homestart Wessex does.
So we're a local charity across the south of Dorset, and we support parents with one child under five who are struggling, and that could be through something like postnatal depression, mental health issues. It could be they've got twins, triplets, been a bereavement or disability, all sorts of things. And we have volunteers that get alongside them, support them, help them sort of get their life back on track, whether that be one-to-one support or in groups, for about 6 months, because our mission is that we should give every child the best possible start in life.
Absolutely. And is there a big demand on your services?
Oh, massively so. I mean, yeah, we last year supported 526 families, and we're going to reach more than that this year, and I think we'll do for the foreseeable future.
And I take it you rely on a lot of donations and so on.
Yep, 100%. Each year we have to find all the money again from scratch, and we went from supporting just BCP area to the whole of the south of Dorset, so that does mean more money to support more families.
And are you always on the lookout for more volunteers as well to help?
Yeah, we are always wanting volunteers. We need people who have got parenting experience, and that could be of any kind. It could be a step parent, and they just need to be a good listening ear. We give the training, DBS checks, all the stuff like that, and you can just make such a difference to a local family just by being there.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been a parent yourself, you can sort of sympathise with what's involved. It's hard work being a parent, isn't it?
Yeah, let alone you chuck something else in, like a bereavement or some life thing, and it just completely derails parents sometimes without that community or that support.
Yeah, so you're covering the whole of Dorset now then, is it?
South of Dorset,
yeah. And one of the ways you're going to be raising money is pulling a plane along. Tell us about that.
We are indeed. Not myself personally. I don't have the back for that. But we have a team of 20 that are going to be pulling a Boeing 737. So that weighs 35,000 kilos, 35,000 kilograms, 50 meters on the August bank holiday, and we probably have one space left in our team, but we are looking to raise funds for a team doing this.
So is that a team of 20?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got 19 crazy people.
19 people so far committed. We're still, I think, looking for one more.
Yeah, he's not sitting over there, is he? Andy Worth, yeah. Yeah, have you done that before, Puller? You know, the organisation, have you pulled a plane before?
We have. We did it last year, and then we did it admittedly probably like 5-10 years ago pre-COVID, so we bought it back again last year, but we're looking to get a better time and raise more funds this year.
So it can be done.
It can, yeah. Oh, it gets very competitive on the day. There is rugby teams and all sorts trying to get the best time possible.
Yeah, I can imagine rugby teams would be pretty good at this. Yeah. So does it take it takes a few moments, a few seconds to actually get it moving in the first place.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, getting it going from the beginning. Once you've got the momentum, it is doable, but it's hard, but it's doable.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be any fun if it wasn't hard, you know. And how far have they got to pull it?
It is 50 metres.
Right, okay, so it's a fair distance. Mm. And do you have like ladies teams or anything?
Oh yeah, men, women, all sorts can support. Obviously not children. I think they have to be over, I want to say 16, I think. But yeah.
And whereabouts is this? At Bournemouth Airport?
It is, Bournemouth Airport on the August bank holiday.
Yeah. it's a great idea. I don't know where people get these ideas, and somebody has to let you play one of their planes as well, don't they?
Yeah, true.
Have you got any other events coming up as well?
Not at the moment, no. We're always looking for events to do for fundraising. So if anyone wants to get involved, we are looking for people if they want to run the Bournemouth Marathon or half marathon. That's October sort of time. So we are putting together a nice hamper of running goodies for anyone to win if they take part and do fundraising for us. But also if there's another running event over this way, or you feel like doing a bake sale or whatever it is people want to do, we're always up for getting involved.
Yeah, it's amazing what people will do for charity. Then you think everything's been done, and then you come up with a new idea like this plane pool, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's got a crazy idea and wants to do it, we're on board.
Yeah, the crazier the better.
Yeah.
The one I always fancied doing was the wing walking, you know, where you stand on top of the wings on like one of those old, like World War II airplanes.
That is quite crazy.
So if you can find someone, I'll stand on top. I'll probably get into trouble with my family, but, you know. So if anybody wants to find out more, where can they go to have a look?
So either our website, which is homestartwessex.org.uk, or if you want to do the plane pool, then get in touch with Darren. So it's Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, at homestartwessex.org.uk.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.